This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل جاء الحق وزهق الباطل إن الباطل كان زهوقا صدق الله العظيم My dear respected elders and brothers, From time to time, we speak about various Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Anhum Ajma'in with the intention of gaining lessons from their life. And today I would like to speak to you about a very amazing Sahabi whose life is full of lessons and it is an extraordinary life. And that is Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Farsi means he comes from Persia. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was from Persia. And he came from Isfahan. His father was a very well-known and wealthy personality. And he had a great amount of love for Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Because of that love, he kept him like a prisoner in his house. He never allowed him to go anywhere. And they were fire worshippers. They used to worship the fire. And because of worshipping the fire, Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the one who used to look after the fire that people used to worship. آج میں ایک عظیم الشان صحابی کے بارے میں ان کی زندگی اور ان سے ہمیں کیا سبق ملتا ہے اس کے بارے میں بیان کرنا چاہتا ہوں اور وہ ہے سلمان فارسی. فارسی کا مطلب یہ ہے کہ فارس کے رہنے والا اور وہ اصفہان سے تھا. ان کے جو والد اور وہ مجوسی تھا, یہاں تک کہ وہ آتش کدا جس کو وہ پوچھتے تھے, جس کے وہ عبادت کرتے تھے, وہ ان کے حصے میں تھا, ان کی ذمہ داری تھا. اور ان کے والد صاحب تو بڑے مشہور آدمی تھا اور محبت کی وجہ سے وہ سلمان کو کہیں باہر جانے نہیں دیتا تھا, ان کو کیری کی طرح انہوں نے رکھا ہے. Now سلمان رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ was in that particular way, he was a fire worshipper, he was all the time because his father loved him, kept him like a prisoner, didn't allow him to go anywhere. One day for some reason he went out, right? Because of a reason his father sent him, he went out, he passed by a Christian church. When he passed by a Christian city, he said, let me go and see what's happening. So he saw that they were worshipping and he liked their way of worshipping. Now, undoubtedly at that time before Islam, that was the revealed religion if people were following it according to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he liked their way of worship. So he started saying that this is a very beautiful way of worshipping. It is better than our way of worshipping. So he became impressed. And when his father came to know about it, his father tied him up, kept him more as a prisoner, didn't allow him to go anywhere, tied his leg up and didn't allow him to go anywhere. Started, you know, persecuting him. Ek din Salman kisi kaam ke silsile mein Isai girja mein chala gaya. Aur unke tarika ibadat ko pasand farmaya. Aur besakhta zaban se nikla ki ye hamare mazhab se behtar hai. Baap ko jab pata chala to sakh aziyat di. He started persecuting him. Now, and I'm trying to get the two together, English, Urdu, mashallah. So let's see if we get the right formula. So now when Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to know that the headquarters of Christianity at that time was Palestine, Sham, the greater area of Sham. So he decided and he told the people there, whenever anyone is going to Sham, anyone is going to Palestine, tell me, I will join them. I will somehow or the other make my way out from that particular being a prisoner and I will join him. They gave him the message, someone is going to Sham, someone is going to Palestine, someone is going to Jerusalem. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu joined them. He somehow or the other freed himself from his father's prisoner, being a prisoner, and he joined them. And now he started going and he came to Sham. So in this way, he immediately came to where the center of Christianity was at that time, which was nearby Jerusalem. That تو اسی سے یا سلمان کو جب پتا چلا کہ عیسائیوں کا مرکز شام میں ہے تو کسی طرح کیچ سے نکل کر شام پہنچ گیا. Now when he came there, he first went to the most famous bishop, the most famous priest, And he said that, let me go there. So he went to this one particular priest. When we came to him, he stayed with him. He stayed with him, but then he realized that this particular priest is corrupt. Huh? He is corrupt. He is taking people's money and is keeping it for himself. He's telling people, give for the church and give for the poor. And while they're giving, he's keeping it for himself. He's not giving out to the poor. But he still remained there. And this is a very important lesson. I will come to it. I will tell you. So when he passed away, the people came to give him an honorable burial. So Salman said, what honorable burial are you giving this man? He's a chore. He's a thief. He said, what do you mean? He said, come, I show you. He took them where he kept all the gold and silver and the wealth. And when they saw that, they became disgusted. They didn't even give him a proper funeral. All right. Now, what lesson do we learn from here? Very important lesson. I've heard it, many people saying, I mean, look at the religious class of people. Look at how they're carrying on. Look at this mufti. Look at this molana. But if you are sincere, someone else's wrong mustn't deter you from seeking the truth. He wanted the truth. It didn't deter him. He continued looking for the truth. And you'll be surprised where and where he went after that. He didn't say that this particular religious person is corrupt. Therefore, why must I go and follow the truth? Why must I go and follow righteousness? He continued. He started looking further. And he went where and where to go and look for the truth. So you see, wo jo na wo ek patri ke paas aaya aur pata chala ye to bad kirdar tha logo ke sadqa ko khud le leta tha jab inka intiqal hua to Salman رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ dusre jagah chale gaye haq ki talash aur haq ke justujoo mein isse hame ye pata chalta hai ek aham sabak agar aap kisi ko ghalat kaam karta hua dekhe phir bhi haq ki talash jari rakhe usko band na kare کہ یہ غلط کام کر رہا ہے اگر غلط کام کر رہا ہے تو یہ ان کے ذمہ ہے اور ان کے اور اللہ تعالیٰ کے درمیان ہے آپ حق کے تلاش کو جاری رکھیں سو دین ہی وینٹ ٹو ویریس ڈفرنٹ پلیسز واٹ این امیزنگ جرنی ہی ہیڈ یو نو ہسٹورینز ہیو میڈ مینشن دیٹ سلمان فارسی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ ریچ دا ایج آف 250 ایئرس اینڈ دس آل اینڈ آل ہی وینٹ سو ہی وینٹ ٹو دس پرٹیکولر پرسن اینڈ ہی سیڈ شو می اندر پرسن سو ہی وینٹ ٹو اندر پرسن And there he met a person who was very pious. And the words of Salman is this. Anyone who didn't read 5 times daily salat, I never saw a person more nobler than this person who didn't read 5 times daily salat. He was not a Muslim. He was not reading 5 times salat. But according to his religion, he was a noble person. I stayed with him. Until when he was on his deathbed, I said, now where must I go? He said, go to Mosul. Now where is Mosul? Where is That time, where is Syria? Where is Mosul? Mosul is now in northern Iraq. He went to a person, stayed there. When that person passed away, was about on his deathbed, he said, tell me another place where I must go. He said, go to Nasibin. Where is Nasibin? Yemen. This is how you look for the truth. If you are sincere in looking for the truth, this is how you will go about it. You won't say that this particular Maulana gave me this fatwa, he's like this or he's like that. You will continue looking for the truth till you find it. And so he went to Nasibin. That person was also on his deathbed. He said, tell me to go somewhere else. Where is another person I must go? He told him, go to Umuria. Umuria was part of the Roman Empire. It was near, you know, it is where today is Turkey, near the Roman, near Rome. He went to Umuria. So where he went from his home in Persia, Isfahan, he went to Syria. From Syria, he went to Mosul. From Mosul in Iraq, he went to Yemen. From Yemen, he went to the northern, to the Byzantine province near Rome, in near Turkey. And this was his whole particular way of how wo apne din ke talash mein aur haq ke justujoo mein Mosul, Iraq, wahan se Nasibin, wahan se Umuria, aur pata nahi kahan kahan ke safar unhone kiya. Bil aakhir Umuria pahuncha. He came to Umuria. This person also was a very pious person. When he was about to pass away, Salman said, tell me, where must I go now for the truth? So he told him, he said, there is nowhere else in the world I can refer you to a pious person. All of them have gone. However, it is the time of the last Nabi of Allah Ta'ala to come. The last Nabi of Allah Ta'ala is going to come. He is going to come at a city which will have date palms. They will be between 2 volcanic rocks and mountains. And there are few signs of his. He will have very good akhlaq. He will have very good conduct. And he will not accept sadaqah, but he will accept hadiah and gift. And there will be the shan and the seal of prophethood between his 2 shoulder blades. Right? So that's what he told him. To bil akhir wo Umuria mein pahuncha jo Rome ke qareeb hai to ek padri ne unko mashwara diya aaj duniya mein koi shakhs aisa baki nahi hai jisse milna ka tumko main mashwara do. Ab nabi akhir us zaman ka waqt hai wo arab mein uthega aur deen e ibrahim ko zinda karega. Unke kuch alamat hain, unme se ek alamat ye hai ki wo sadqa ka qabool nahi karta, hadiya ko qabool karega. اعلیٰ قسم کے اخلاق ان میں ہوگا اور شانوں کے درمیان مہر نبوت ہوگا. تو ہی وین ہی ہرڈ دس ہی سیڈ آئی ایم گوئنگ ٹو گو ناؤ ٹو عربیا. سو سم آر دا ادر ہی ہیڈ منی, ہی پیڈ منی ٹو سے ٹیک می ٹو عربیا. آن دا وے دے ٹک دا منی اینڈ دے سولڈ ہم ان سلیوری. دے سولڈ ہم ان سلیوری. وین دے سولڈ ہم ان سلیوری, اف ہی دیٹ پرسن ہو بوٹ ہم پرچیسڈ ہم سولڈ ہم ٹو ہز نیفیو, دیٹ نیفیو واز اسٹیئنگ ان مدینہ منورہ. So Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala comes into Medina al-Munawwara. When he sees Medina, he sees the date palm. He said, this is perhaps the place which I have been searching for the truth for so long. Right? But the person who had purchased him, he was a very great tyrant and an oppressive master. He made him work tremendously. Right? So Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala stays with him for some time. Bil akhir, ghalit tariqe se ghulam banakar ek Yahudi ke haath Medina pahuncha. کھجور کے درخت دیکھ کر انہوں نے کہا کہ شاید یہی منزل مقصود ہے, یہی منزل مقصود. سو دین ون ڈے ہی واز سٹنگ اینڈ ورکنگ آن دا ڈیٹ پام, ہی واز ورکنگ آن دا ڈیٹ پام وین دس ہز ماسٹرز ادر نیفیو اور ہز ریلیٹو کیم اینڈ سیڈ, آئی ڈونٹ نو واٹ از گون رانگ ود دا پیپل آف مدینہ. پتہ نہیں یہ مدینہ والوں کو کیا ہو گیا. واٹ از گون رانگ ود دا پیپل آف مدینہ؟ دے ہیو بیکم اوبسیسڈ اینڈ دے ہیو لوڈ اے پرسن who says he is the Nabi of Allah. And Salman said, I was sitting on the date tree, picking up dates, and I realized this is the reason for which I made so much of suffer. This, all my effort was for this. And when he saw this, he said, I nearly fell down from the tree. That this is the reason why I traveled so far and wide. So he said, I came down, I asked that person, who is the person you're talking about? He said, my master gave me one hard slap and said, you can continue doing your work. What are you worried with regard to it? Allah ko manzoor hai ke sarkar e do alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam Medina tashreef laaye. The next day, Hazrat Salman al-Farsi went to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, put in front of him certain khajur, and he said, this is sadaqah. Your people are hungry. They are poor. Have the sadaqah. I brought the sadaqah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the people, you eat, I won't eat. سلمان نے کھجور پیش کیا کہ یہ صدقہ ہے. نبی اکریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے صحابہ کو کہا, آپ اس میں تناول فرمائے, میں نہیں کھاؤں گا. فرسٹ سائن آف نبوت. دا نیکسٹ ڈے ہی بروٹ کھجور اینڈ ہی سیڈ, یہ ہدیہ ہے. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ہدیہ کو قبول فرما کر اس میں سے تناول فرمایا. ہی اسٹارٹڈ ایٹنگ فرام دیئر. دا سیکنڈ سائن آف نبوت. دے آفٹر سلمان فارسی یوز ٹو فالو نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. One day Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was in Jannat al-Baqi, was near the Baqi. Right? So he went behind Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when he went behind Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam realized he's looking for something. Salman, what are you looking for? Are you looking for Muhar al-Nabuwat? So Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam took out his kurta and he saw it and he kissed it. And he fell down. And he cried in front of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, stand up. We don't do these type of things. Tell me your story. He told a story. He said, come and tell the Sahaba about your story. How far you went in search of truth. And eventually he came. He came in front of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam, he was still a slave. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, go and buy your freedom. Go and buy your freedom from your slave master. So the master said, I will give you your freedom if you plant 300 date trees and it starts growing, and you give me 40 ounces of gold. So now this was no easy thing. Firstly, when you plant date trees, the ratio of every date tree getting the date is very slim. The ratio is very slim. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the Sahaba, go and help him. Go and dig 300 trees. For 300 trees, go and plant. And everyone brings seedlings. For the date palm, some bought 10, some bought 15, some 20, got 300. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, no one must plant till I come. So Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went to plant the 300 trees. Some years back, people who used to go for ziyarah, they used to go and see those trees. It was still on its place some 50 years back. So then when they planted it, in a very short period of time, it started coming out. So the one aspect with regard to gaining freedom was there. So he was looking for the goal. One day some goal came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, where is your Persian friend? Call him. Giving this, he purchased his freedom. Now what it tells us, okay, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne unse kaha ke wo ghulam the, ke aap jo hai ne apne aqa ko muawiza dekar azadi hasil karo. 300 kajur ke darakht aur 40 oqiya sone par muamla tay kiya. Muslim sahaba ikram ne unki madad ki. Usse kya pata chalta hai? Musliman muashare no muslim ko faragh dili se qabool kare. Jaise sahaba ikram ne Hazrat Salman ki azadi ke liye darakht lagaya. What do we learn from here? If a new Muslim comes into our society, we don't keep him away from him. We help him the way the Sahaba helped Salman when he became free. I challenge you, how do we help the people who have become reverts? Do we give them that support that Sahaba Ikram gave support to Salman al-Farsi? He, for the sake of his freedom, he had to plant 300 trees. Sahaba, all of them put their shoulder to the wheel and they helped him put up the 300 trees. If a non-Muslim comes into our society, we are supposed to help him. We are supposed to try and get him to become settled. This is the lesson. I'm not talking about speaking about Salman's great work. We need to learn lessons from here. This is how Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu became part of the Muslim community. Then at a time came when the entire tribes of Arabia came to attack Madinah Munawwara. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi didn't have enough force to repel them. So he said, what must we do? Salman al-Farsi radiallahu anhu said, dig a trench. And the Sahaba Ikram and Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted it. Now what we learn from here, two very important lessons. Innovation and pragmatism. Something that we don't have today. One is something new comes up, you don't just reject it. This is not our way. When Abu Sufyan came and he saw the trench, he said, this is not the way of way Arabs fight. Yeah. Ye jo hai na, ye Arab log is tarah se nahi ladte. But Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam accepted it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam dug the trench. So if there's something new that comes and it is beneficial, you accept it. You don't become stagnant. No, we won't accept it. This is the way of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the second aspect is pragmatism. You didn't have enough force to repel the enemy. You took defensive measures. Now this whole particular aspect of being idealistic. Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was pragmatic. He didn't say, nee, hum haq par hai, jitne bhi ho, hum larenge. He knew that he was outnumbered. He took a defensive mechanism. So we learn these type of things. Ghazwa-e Ahzab mein, aap hi ne mashwara diya tha ki khandak kodi jaye. Aur hifazat ke liye. Khandak ka kodna hume ye sabak deta hai ki hum jumoot ko torte hue naye khayalat ko apnaayen. Jumoot ko ikhtiyar na kare. We don't only become stagnant, we accept new ways. We accept new inventions. And then while they were digging the trench, because now Salman gave this particular type of mashwara and he gave this view, so everyone said, Salman is part of us. Muhajirin said, ye hamara hai. Salman hamare muhajirun mein se hai. Aur Ansar ne kaha, ye Ansar mein se hai. To Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam ne kaha, Salman minna min ahli al-bayt. Salman aap mein se nahi hai, aap mein se nahi hai, ye ahli al-bayt mein se hai. He is part of my family. This is the way Salman radiallahu ta'ala became in searching the truth. What a very great person he became. Now there are so many incidents, now time has already elapsed. Let me make mention of one incident. He was a very simple person. So simple, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala made him the governor of Madian in Iraq. He eventually passed away in Madian. Right? And one day, because he was so simple, he was outside, some visitors and travelers were coming, they saw him. He was so, simply dressed. They said, come and help us. Perhaps you look like a porter. Come and help us with our goods. So he started carrying the goods. When he came into Madian, everyone said, Amir al-Mu'minin, I'm our governor. This person felt ashamed. He said, did I give the goods to pick up to a governor? He said, why didn't you tell me you were the governor? He said, what difference did I make? I help you. Huh? A governor is picking up the... Today we become little bit someone we feel we can't do anything. Huh? A governor is picking up and helping people. But despite that, and I will conclude with this one incident. And that is that one day Salman radiallahu anhu and Abu Darda were very close. So one day he came to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu's house when Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam had paired them together and they were very close. So he saw the wife was dressed so shabbily. not worried, the house was not clean, nothing. So Salman said, what is this, Umm Darda? Why are you so shabby and look at how the house is looking? So Umm Darda radiallahu ta'ala said, Salman, what must I do to beautify the house or myself? Your brother Abu Darda has got no love for this dunya. He has got no love for this dunya. He doesn't care about this dunya. He's got no inclination towards me or towards anything. Salman radiallahu ta'ala, when Abu Darda came, he told him, you eat. I got roza. I said, no, you're going to eat with me. I'm not going to eat till you eat. So he started eating. Then afterwards, when the time of Isha came, he said, no, you're not going to make ibadat first. You're going to first look after your wife. Then you sleep. Then you get up in the latter portion of the morning. So then they went to Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard both sides of the argument, what did he tell? How did he tell Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala? Inna li malika alayka haq, wa li jasadika alayka haq, wa li zawjika alayka haq. Your wealth has a right upon you. Your wife has a right upon you. Your environment has a right upon you. Your wealth is, go and fulfill all of this right. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala ke saath pesh aane wale waqiyat se hame ye sabak milta hai. Deen aur dunya mein tawazun rakhne ka sabak deta hai. Deen aur dunya mein tawazun rakhne ka sabak deta hai. Islam gives us the lesson of keeping a balance between deen and dunya. Doesn't mean you become dindar, you forget your responsibilities of this dunya. Hazrat Salman Farsi radiallahu ta'ala, and he continued and he passed away in Madian. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his cover with nur. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of taking lessons from his mubarak and blessed life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Whoa.